Put your hands up.
The Jimmy and Nate podcast starts in 30 seconds. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the good times on your terms.
Beer.
Heineken, celebrating the sounds of good times with F1.
And now for something completely different.
Australia. Get ready for Jimmy.
Wordy by name, wordy by nature.
Nate.
Sweet spot.
Oh, here we go. And some of the biggest names in country music.
Hey, Australia, this is Cooper Allen.
This is Lainey Wilson.
This is Chris Young.
Across Australia.
And on our free listener app.
This is Jimmy and Nate.
It's Jimmy and Nate.
Live at CMC Rocks Queensland.
Jimmy and Nate show. We are live from CMC Rocks Queensland for our first official country show, Jim. A whole show. Normally we just do Country Fridays, one country song, but for some reason they've allowed us to do a whole show of country stuff.
Yes, and we need to do it before they take it away from us.
Yes,
or change their minds.
Yep. We're going to zoom through all this content and then you get all the songs afterwards.
I'd appreciate if you're listening to the show right now, not to tell anyone else about it.
No.
Let's keep it our little secret.
Mm-hmm.
You, me, and the Gumtree. Nathan, I, and yourself, you listen to this show, you're in for a real treat. 3 hours, country music, country artists. It's going
to
be fun.
I need to apologise as well because, look, we've done quite a few interviews. CMC Rocks Queensland. We love it so much.
And, each hour tonight is a different day.
Absolutely.
This first hour Friday, second hour Saturday, third hour Sunday. Does it get worse? Yes.
Yes, it does. It goes downhill.
Very quick.
If you want to hear us after 30, after 9.45.
Don't listen at 9 p.m.
Do not,
there's nothing good
9.45,
there.
It should just be music, really. It's really what it should be. No, I want to apologise because at the very start of the show, I was like, I want to kick things off with a yee-haw. But because we've done, you know, singing outside, we've been playing some country cornhole, which we'll explain a little bit later on. We've done interviews, a few frothies. There was definitely a testy pop.
Yeah.
No, that was
the
like
one just
a,
then.
Yeah,
yeah.
It was. I was so excited to kick things off with a really excited, a really upbeat yee-haw. But it was like, it sounded like a 14-year-old boy who's, you know, just found his first pube.
I think. trust me, mate. You got a lot of them.
Yeah.
You're a hairy man. But look, I think you should be worried, mate. Your voice will go. Your voice will disappear.
Oh, no, it is going to go. So you're going to do all the interviews for the back.
If you want to hear Jimmy chat to some of the biggest country music artists, stick around because Nathan will be gone by 8 p.m.
Now, look, we're also excited because, I mean, this hour we have some huge artists on the
yes.
show. The biggest artist that is performing, the headliner, CMC Rocks Queensland, Chris Young. Chris
Huge,
Young,
yep.
You're going to hear him next. And also Nate Smith. Nate Smith is on the show as well. We get him at one point with a joke that almost ends the interview.
You got him, mate. It's the funniest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Yeah,
like, it's the funniest thing you've ever done for the show.
Yeah, so it's all downhill after that. Cameron Marlowe is also on the show. You're going to hear all that very soon, just before 8 o'clock. And also, we're challenging every one of the artists here at CMC Rocks Queensland to a game of country cornhole. Of course, we had cornhole in one before we gave away tickets to somebody who came up here and won to be at CMC Rocks Queensland here in Ipswich, and we versed them all and we start off really good and then things kind of fall away from us a little bit.
I don't think we're that bad. I think if someone's going to beat us, and they might have, it's going to have to go to OT.
Yeah,
extra time.
Yeah, it won't
be easy. You
can't
beat Jimmy Nathan in regulation.
Easy.
I'll never let
anyone.
I will not roll over.
No, you won't roll over. You're going
to. We will never surrender. And we will look them in the eyes. I can't remember.
I would do that voice, but I'm going to lose it. I'm going to lose my voice.
You're going to be quiet.
Heaps of love as well to Amazon Music. They're the reason we're here. Of course, all thanks to Amazon Music. Check them out. CMC Rocks playlist on Amazon Music right now. They are absolutely unreal, and they have got all the artists on there for you to listen to. They are unbelievable. As we come to you live from CMC Rocks Queensland, Jim, can you yee-haw us out? Because I've already embarrassed myself. That was still better than mine.
It's only the good stuff.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
Look, just to remind everyone and everyone in the room, please get the round of applause ready for a multi-platinum country music legend who has accumulated 13 number one singles, 24 US gold and platinum releases, and numerous ACM, AMA, CMA, and Grammy nominations, alongside wins for Performance of the Year, Collaborative Video of the Year, CMT Music Awards. His last visit to Australia was in 2015, where he was no longer in the sun. And today he was here to tell us about his long-awaited return to Down Under, where fans will be blown away by his show-stopping set as well. Chat about his highly anticipated ninth studio album, Young Love, and Saturday Nights. He said, boys, I can't wait to chat to you. He was raised on country. He's got some famous friends. He's missed Australia, and he's got some lonely eyes. He's looking for you, Australia. He's not coming tomorrow. And he did say, I'm coming over. It's Chris Young!
That is the first time we've done an intro halfway through an interview.
Yeah. I'm sorry. That was probably my fault. By the way, you also missed that I handed in my credit card while you were doing that.
I've got a pay wave.
He tapped it.
That was $550 American dollars as well. So, yeah. Chris, last time we spoke to you, of course, we spoke about the podcast as well that you do. And you asked us the question, a question that you put on your podcast, is a hot dog a sandwich?
Yes.
You remember asking us that question?
Yeah. Yes.
Now, we put it out to our people just to get Australia's opinion as well. We put it out on our social. And we have the answer based on Australia. What was the answer from all your listeners?
So it's, you know, not 50-50. It was very close.
Sure.
But it was no.
Okay.
And so I made, like, we made arguments for and against, too,
okay,
which I think swayed it a little bit. But I'll be interested to hear what Australia
says. Okay, so this is interesting. So based on your listeners, relatively 50-50, yeah?
Okay.
And I will say, I used your argument, Chris.
Yeah.
I said that if you take... You know,
the hot dog out of the bun.
Yeah. What is it still?
It's still a hot dog.
A hot dog. I think that blew, like, people were like...
I've got the official results here. Is a hot dog a sandwich? 78% of people...
78% of Australia.
78% of Australia have said no, it is
okay,
not.
Thank
it is
God.
Not.
I love you guys. Thank you. I was very nervous. I'm like, I don't want it to be yes.
He's canceled.
I'll never live it down.
He's like, I am not going on stage. I'm not going on stage if 78% people say yes.
People will be like, why did he walk out on stage and scream a hot dog is not a sandwich? I don't. That's a weird intro.
And we also need to apologize as well, Chris, because last time we chatted to you, it was on Zoom, and I think you were on, like, your Mac computer or something. And
your iPhone?
And were you on your iPhone? What were you on? Is it your iPhone?
I was either on an iPhone or an iPad.
Yeah, but the weirdest thing was we realized in the interview when you were doing hand signals, like you did, like, a rock on.
Yes, if you,
like,
did that.
Lasers it, came out.
Yeah.
And then at one point we did, like, a test.
No, you did a thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
And all these.
All these. Now, we wanted to do something, but we came up with it too last minute, didn't we, Digital Kira? So we had this idea when Digital Kira came up with it about 30 seconds ago, way too late. But what we wanted to do, we were going to get you to do a rock on and we were going to get all these streamers hidden that would come.
Oh, my God.
But to be fair, we were discussing the interview, yeah, and Kira goes, guys, how good would it be if we got into rock on and then we surprised all these streamers? I was like, where was that weeks ago?
I've come up with a compromise. I've come up with a compromise. So,
okay.
So I need you to do something for me now. I
all
need
right.
you to the camera. Watch what happens. Do a rock on. Ready? Give it a big rock on. Oh,
oh my God.
Jesus.
It's amazing.
Wild. That's the finest.
That is.
We will edit that in post.
Yes.
It'll look amazing.
That is magical.
Chris, we are so pumped for you to be
here,
CMC Rocks Queensland. Now, there's one thing we need to do next, and I think we spoke about it with you last time we chatted. We have bought cornhole here.
Okay.
Jimmy and Ace Country Cornhole. We're going to head out to the cornhole arena. You're the first
cab off the rank.
Here.
Yeah.
You're the first person that will take us
so
on.
So what you're trying to say is don't suck.
Don't suck.
Yeah. Okay.
But you will also
or be great.
Yeah.
And then anyone else who comes will be like,
or be terrible.
Yeah.
So it's like
terrible.
You have two.
Don't be
in the middle.
I can guarantee it.
Yeah.
You will be on the leaderboard and you will be first. Okay.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
Cornhole in one. Lara from CMC Rocks Queensland. Let's play Cornhole in One.
All right, welcome to Jimmy and A's Country Cornhole. The first cab off the rank is Chris Young, Jim. Now, Chris, how this is going to work is it is the best of four. You got four bean bags. We got four bean bags.
Okay.
If you get it in, 3 points. If you land it on, one point.
Yeah,
you know how it works.
He
knows how to do it. He's also got the height and the reach over us. The other thing is if it's tied at the end of four bean bags, it's sudden death. First person to get one in wins.
All right.
Okay. Now, the other thing, an extra special fun thing, this is Bagman Bartley, right? This is our bag carrier.
Okay. Bag.
He carries our bags.
You got one of those guys.
That's what you mean?
At least you didn't call it a sack.
Yeah.
Could be worse.
That's Sackman Bartley. Okay. Now, the rule is, the extra thing here is, if you get it in
on the first go,
hole in one, he will shotgun a beer, and he's got it ready.
Okay.
So just a little bit of extra.
Right.
Okay, that's just like a side game.
Well, it's a side game.
All right.
You want to go first?
You want us to go
no,
first?
No, you go ahead.
All right, Jim, you want to go first? All right, Jim, here we go. Jim's first one. Right. Jimmy and Ace, corn hole in one v. Chris Young in 3, 2, 1.
Go in.
Yeah! 3 points. It's 3 points straight away.
Here we go.
Chris Young. Oh, oh my God. What? I think you got to get another beer.
He's going to be gone soon. That's going to be.
Just so you know, Bagman Marley is going to be smashed after round one. That was it.
Oh, that's one. That's perfect.
That's good.
That's the only way to start.
That's 3 points, Jimmy. Three points,
Chris Young.
Yeah. Right, Nads, you're up.
Pressure's on now.
Pressure's on, mate. You can put it in as well. Here we go.
Bagman Marley just said, thank God. Chris Young.
That's fine. It's only on the first one.
Wow, okay, so Chris Young is.
Young's back up. All right, here you go. I'm going to put.
Chris Young's just gone two hole in ones in a row. He is very good. Come on, Jim. Bring us back in this.
There it is.
Okay, all right, this is good.
Me and Youngie.
I'm yet to participate.
Ooh,
okay,
on.
That's one
on.
Point. So 7 points, Chris Young.
Sorry, Nathan, I'm carrying.
Yeah, come on, buddy. You got this.
I'm here for light entertainment.
You got this.
You can do it, mate. So, put it in. Here we go.
Even if you knock mine off. Hey, actually, no,
off.
Seriously.
I can knock it off.
Yeah.
Knock his off and then force him to land one on.
All right.
Here we go. Now he's going to knock it off.
Oh!
All right.
It's big.
That's it.
Nope. You guys win.
It's it.
We did it.
You win.
We beat Chris Young.
This is the greatest day
nine
ever.
Points, 9 points, Chris Young. 9 points, Jimmy and Nate. Seven points, Chris Young.
Hey, you know what? Seven's my lucky number. Yeah. I'll take it.
Oh, you're good.
He had to shotgun two beers. It's a great start.
It's a great day.
You're on the leaderboard. You got the highest score so far, Chris Young.
There you go. Country cornhole, Chris Young, currently in the lead, defeated by Jimmy and Nate.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast is back in 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast. It's only the good stuff.
Yeah, Nathan, as you get the round of applause ready for a country music superstar all the way from California, whose mix of gritty, backwards soul, rock and roll swagger and velvet thunder vocals has taken the world by storm. Learning guitar at 13, Garth Brooks, Elvis Presley, Bob Seger were among those informing this powerful fire form within vocals, while Michael Jackson made him crave the spotlight in Nirvana. Gave his sound a jagged edge. With a personal journey scarred by disaster but defined by revival, he could have stayed down multiple times through life but instead grew into something else entirely, a beacon of country music hope.
Beautiful.
Here to chat to us right now, please welcome the show, Nate Smith!
Wow.
Nate,
what an intro, huh?
Thank you, finally.
I'm going to totally disappoint you guys, too. That's the best part.
So are we. Don't worry.
Let's disappoint each other.
First of all, thank you for being the first person to bring other people in. So it sounds like we do have a crowd in here, even though we're in like a refrigerated cool room.
It was refrigerated, actually.
It was. And then once again, we've had to, you know, hide the aircon because you can hear it on the thing. How does it feel, you know, you're about to walk out on stage, CMC Rocks Queensland. Obviously, you know, I've had such a tumultuous journey with music and creating and all that kind of stuff to, you know, for your fans wanting you to come out here and you're about to take stage at one of the biggest festivals in the country on the other side of the planet. It must be a pretty weird feeling, yeah?
It's bizarre. It's bizarre that people know your stuff.
Yeah.
Like, that's the craziest thing. Like, you really know. I saw a guy in the front row wearing one of my t-shirts.
Oh.
I'm just like, damn.
How'd you get into my bag?
Like, yeah, right.
So dumb.
That's pretty funny.
I'm so dumb.
That's actually
so dumb. I'm so sorry.
Did you get in my bag?
I have tears. I have tears. That is so funny.
That's all we have time for.
Is it like you said, like on we came to Zach Bryan last year? And he came down. You had one song in Melbourne, right? It's hard to get past the TJ. It's good gear, mate.
Sorry, guys.
And Zach was like, they did one show in Melbourne, they went back, and he was like, I saw comments of like, come to Australia. But he's like, when you're here, I still can't believe that there are people who've managed to get into my bag and steal my T-shirt somehow.
I have security guards. I have an entourage. I need to talk to the hotel, man. Like, what is going on?
Is it weird to be here now and see it, like to experience it firsthand?
It's just cool.
Yeah,
it's just really cool. I just did the songwriters round and they were singing along and so loud, and I was like, gosh, this is insane. So I'm excited to get back up and see more people with my shirt on and all that. And I gave him the guitar pick too. I was like, you fella, win.
I don't know how you got into my room.
Yeah. Well done,
you sneaky.
Is there anything you want to do in Australia? Is there anything you want to see or experience?
I mean, I wanted to go to the Gold Coast. I don't know if I have time just yet and stuff, but I mean, yeah, whatever I can get my hands on, I guess.
We've got some.
Maybe Steve Irwin's over here down the road, or I don't know.
Take you to Australia Zoo. We can make that happen.
We got some theme parks around. How do you go in, like, roller coasters and that kind of stuff? Do you like those?
Well, I don't want to say I'm a weenie right here on the radio, but I'm kind of a weenie when it comes to that shit.
Teacup ride it is.
Roller coasters, bro.
Nate, we do have a special surprise for you outside. It's
okay.
It's a roller coaster. We've got to wrestle you and fight you and force you onto a roller coaster.
Yeah.
We've got cornhole. It's called Jimmy and A's Country Cornhole.
Okay.
Now, we were talking with your team before.
Yep.
You're pretty handy at cornhole, yeah? You're pretty good at it?
They're lying to you.
Oh, they're lying.
If I'm drunk, so I'm not bad.
Okay, well,
if I'm sober like right now.
10 beers. 10 beers. Let's go.
Let's give it a shot. I mean,
Cornhole in One. Live from CMC Rocks, Queensland. Let's play Cornhole in One.
Welcome to Country Cornhole. Jimmy Nace, Cornhole in One. And once again, we are with another artist. Nate, are you ready to go, my man?
Ready.
Okay, here we go. Are we going first?
Yeah,
we're
going first.
Okay, once again, here we go. All right. Nah, not good. Not in, Jim. Not in. No. All right, Nate.
I need Nate to get this in.
Yeah, Where's the line here? Where's the line?
Just one. You need at least one foot on the concrete.
You can have another one for it.
All right.
Here we go. Go on, Nate.
Let's go, Nate.
Overshot it. Damn it.
He wanted Bagman Barley to be sculling that.
I don't know my own strength. You know what I mean?
All right, Jim. Jump on in. All right. So far, it is nil all.
This is for the Maters.
Get in.
Oh, shit.
Okay. 1 point to Jimmy and Nate. No points to Nate.
All right, Nate, you're in.
All right, Nate, here we go. Nate for his second go. He's lined that up. Well.
We're all tied.
It's 1 point all. One point all.
Right, Nate, try and knock mine in and put yours in.
Okay, all
right. Right, here we go.
I'm looking for a double point here.
I'd love to
knock yours in, get mine in, and knock Nate's off at the same time.
Not sure if it's possible. Let's see.
It probably won't happen. All right, here we go.
That's a point.
It was a bit wimpy. It was not it. All right, here we go. Nate. Nate for his third go. We are yet to lose. No!
Okay,
this is interesting. This is interesting. Okay, all right. So he's knocked Jimmy's in. He's knocked ours in. Ours is in two, which means...
Four all at the moment.
That's great. Well, you know.
Okay, so this is our last go.
Last go.
Right. At the moment, it's tied. We need a point.
We need a point.
Otherwise, we go to sudden death. All right, here we go. Come on, Jim.
Yeah.
Yes!
Holy shit. Let's go!
Nate, you have to get this in.
I have to.
To send it to sudden death. Otherwise, we win.
All right.
Alright, make some noise for Nate. Come on, here we go. Nate, this is the first time we're doing this. He is a pressure player. I knew there was an advantage to having your whole team here. Okay, all right. Can we weigh the bags or something? I don't know. Okay.
That's crazy.
So this is the first time that we're going to sudden death. It is now officially 7-all. It is 7-all, which means sudden death. How this works is board play doesn't count. First person to get it in the hole wins.
Alright.
That's how this works. Board play does not count. First one in the hole wins. Nate, as the challenger, you get to go first. All right, here we go. Sudden death. First one in the hole wins. Here we go. It could be all over. Oh, it's still straight as. Okay. All right. Come on, Jim. Here we go. If we get this in, it's all over. This is the first. Get in. All right. Back to Nate for the win once again. Yeah!
No!
Let's go. Hey.
Good game. It's all over.
Good game.
Our first loss. Nate Smith, everybody. Well done.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast is back in 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast. It's only the good stuff.
Nathan, need you to get the round of applause ready for an American country music singer-songwriter from North Carolina. How there's a breakthrough artist He gained notoriety as a contestant on season 15 of The Voice and is fresh off the release of his debut album, We Were Cowboys, featuring platinum certified single Giving You Up and Burn 'Em All, and was one of 2022's top streaming country albums on Spotify. His music has been described as a sound built around edgy electric twang, shades of gritty rock, and a touch of bluesy tenderness, living comfortably in the darker corners of the honky-tonk. And it's no surprise he's been highlighted as one to watch by Amazon Music, Pandora, Spotify, and a dozen of other places. He's open for music heavyweights such as Luke Combs, Morgan Wallen, Thomas Redd, and Riley Green, just to name a few. And he's currently here down under for the first time for CMC Rocks Queensland. Please welcome the show, Cameron Marlowe!
Whoever wrote that was long-winded, I'd say. I apologize, make you read all that. Come on.
Yeah.
I need a minute.
The more beers we have, the harder it is to read those out.
No kidding, buddy. I get it.
Yeah, and you're our last interview for today, so I'm glad we just got to Cameron Marlowe. I mean, look, Cameron, you're soon to take the stage, CMC Rocks Queensland. You can see it out there. People are so pumped. This is one of the most, you know, sold-out, sought-after festivals in the country. How do you think you'll go performing in front of an Aussie, you know, all Aussie crowd?
I will say I was nervous as can be, and then I did the meet-and-greet and the signing earlier, and to have people just so excited to be there and like shake my hand and be like, I know your music. Yeah. I'm like, you know my music all the way over here?
You have so music
this,
over here?
Yeah, this is the wildest thing to me. I'm just enjoying and living life. It's amazing.
I always worry when there's meet and greets and signings and anything, because you know some of our Aussies, particularly the country fans, they can ask you to do some weird and wonderful things. Nobody asks you to sign like their breasts or anything. Or...
Only men, which is strange. It's very strange. I had to sign
which
two men.
Which brings me to my next question. if you wouldn't mind.
It was wild, man.
We were chatting earlier. You saw a tattoo on my shoulder, which shout out to Chris, my tattoo guy, is phenomenal and did this. Is there any piece of ink on your body that's really important to you? Or
let's see. I have so much ink. It's kind of
hard. Is there a reason there's nothing on one side?
So I do have a cross on this side, which is very important to me. This one is like a horseshoe. And I don't know if y'all have this saying up here, but like in the States, we say, like, if someone's lucky, they have a horseshoe up their ass.
Yeah.
So that's, my parents said that to me all the time. So instead of getting it on my ass, I got it on my arm. But man, I don't know. I love tattoos so much. So that's why I have so many. But
were your parents big supporters of you when you were younger? Like,
they were freaking awesome, man. Yeah. They really were. They've pushed me to do this more than I even pushed myself. And they made me kind of, not made me, but like,
you
coached
when your dad yourself
there.
Being like, come on, man, keep going.
Yeah,
keep
exactly.
Going.
Yeah. And they were so great. And I'm very lucky.
I want to talk about your journey as well, because you know you were in a band at school, weren't you as well?
Yeah. I wouldn't call it a band, but yeah.
Did you have a name? What was it called?
No, we didn't have a name. Buddy. We had a name, but y'all ain't going to find out.
Are you still in touch with any of the guys that you used to play with? Or?
Actually, I am. I'm in touch with one guy from it. Right, but okay. The rest of them, they like dropped off the face of the earth. Yeah. I don't know where they went.
Cameron doesn't have a future. We got to get him out.
They dropped you. They went, right, guys, Cameron doesn't
they're
imagine.
Still rocking that band right now.
We need a lead singer. Does anyone?
So like back the one you're still in touch with, was he like a big fan of yours and be like, man, you can do it, like,
man,
getting around you?
He does. He shows up when I play in his part of the woods every once in a while, and man, it's always good to catch up with him.
Yeah.
So but that's the only guy. We like played a bunch of like random places, like nursing homes.
Yeah.
We played.
How does that go?
Yeah, how's the nursing home
very
go?
Very strange.
Country,
as you would think, very strange. They're not very attentive. No. They're not ready to see music.
We've lost one. they're not paying attention? No, we've lost
one. That one's gone, actually.
The crowd's really dead tonight. No, the crowd's dead.
It's brutal, man. It's brutal. Humble beginnings, you know?
Cameron,
people tell you here, they're like, you played some bad crowds. You're like, no, I've played some
very dead crowds.
No, Cameron gets home. You know, Cameron gets home. His parents are like, how'd you go, Cameron? He's like, I killed tonight.
Oh, man.
Good.
Mate, Cameron, we are so pumped to see you on stage. We love that you're here. You know, Australia loves that you're here. Now, there is something that we've got for you outside. I don't know if you saw it when you walked in, but we've got our country cornhole set up.
Bring it on.
Nate Smith's the only person to beat us.
Yeah, so Nate Smith.
Oh, I'm getting on the board. Yeah. No, we're going for it.
Oh, you'll be on the board. Just depends where you're sitting. All right, let's head out there. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Cornhole in one. Live from CMC Rocks Queensland. Let's play Cornhole in One.
Okay, here we go. Jimmy and A's Country Cornhole in One. Cameron Marlowe.
Are you ready, my friend?
I'm ready.
Let's do it.
Who do you want to go first? I want to see what you got. Right.
Jimmy's first off. Here we go.
So y'all been practicing, though.
Been practicing. Okay, here we go. Oh, it's on the board.
Ooh.
All right, Cameron. If it go...
We're
just off the back.
Board.
Just
not good.
Which means Bagman Bartley does not have to scull a beer. That's all right. Okay, here we go. Oh! Jimmy and I two on the board.
Oh! Cancels out, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Cancels out.
Okay, we're both in.
Three all.
Oh, four, because we got one on.
Yep, we got one on me.
Right, here we go.
5-3.
Gave me a good backboard. Oh! You gave me a good backboard. I thought I had it.
5 points to us. Four points.
Right, now try and throw her in. Right, come on. Here we go.
Now, last go.
Oh, no, you nearly knocked his in.
Okay, so if this goes in.
If I go in.
You win.
If you land on, it's a tie. If it goes in, you win.
Yeah.
All right. There it is. Oh, no, it ain't. No, it ain't.
We got it. We won. We got
I'm on the bottom of the board.
Yes.
What is this?
Cameron Marlowe, thank you, sir.
Absolutely. I'm so excited to be on the bottom of the board.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast is back in 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast. It's only the good stuff.
Get the round of applause ready for a Grammy award-winning singer-songwriter who has proved to be quite the artist to watch, as the most awarded artist at the 2023 CMA Awards, with a record-breaking 9 nominations and 5 wins, including Entertainer of the Year. She has solidified herself as a true superstar in the country music scene. Her music is a potent blend of traditional country roots and modern sensibility, showcasing her unique ability to infuse timelessness storytelling with a fresh perspective. Beyond the musical achievement, she is known for a down-to-earth personality and unwavering commitment to her roots. She remains deeply connected to her Louisiana heritage, drawing inspiration from her upbringing to inform her music and storytelling. Her grandpa called her a Sheila. She's the proud mum of Hippie Mae Wilson. She once was a Hannah Montana impersonator. And that first EP on MySpace, Country Girls Rule, really slapped. Please welcome the show, Lady Wilson!
Can I use that as my bio?
You certainly can. You certainly can, Sheila.
Let's take it from my bio.
Whatever you want to do, you could do it. Thank you, lady.
Oh, my God.
How's it been in Australia? You're really enjoying it? Have been here before? The snakes, the little ones, the ones you got to watch out for?
Somewhere in this room, there is a redback spider.
You're lying.
And a snake.
But you're wearing shoes. I just saw a few minutes ago. I saw a few members of your team go,
hell no. He's like walking out to the door, he's like, hell no.
There is two snakes and a red bag.
Yeah, just a little tech issue there. Me and Lainey were just chatting though. It's really
the microphone pack just died. And Lainey, whilst the mic was dead, I was telling
a good story.
Yeah,
it's a great story. And you'll never hear it.
Nothing was recorded. Your microphone cut out when you were doing a performance recently.
Yes, it was a few weeks ago in LA for Grammy Week. Right. We were doing an event called Music Cares.
Yeah.
And they were shining a light on Bon Jovi. And so I was singing a Bon Jovi song, and I was in front of Bruce Springsteen, Paul McCartney.
The Boss.
Oh, no.
A Beatle.
Bon Jovi.
Oh, no.
A Beatle, a Boss, and a Bon Jovi.
And my microphone goes out. I'm like, what are the odds? But technical difficulties follow me around.
Yeah.
And then I thought, I was like, you know what? I'm sure these guys have experienced stuff like this, too.
Yeah,
and
of course.
I kept rolling with it.
Yeah.
I was like... So I can't drop the ball completely.
You chatted to Paul afterwards. He's like, it's never happened to me.
Yeah, no,
that's embarrassing.
Welcome to the industry.
Yeah.
Well, I love how you know, technical difficulties follow you around. Well, so I'm blaming you on that then.
And that's what it is. Yeah. I'm telling you.
There's a ghost.
All of my guitars and everything.
Do you have any other skills?
Yeah.
Like, let's just say you couldn't sing, you got no guitar.
I can dance.
She could dance.
Yeah,
I say I can dance. Like, I think I can dance.
Just look at a team.
Sorry,
can she dance?
Can she dance?
Yes, I can.
Great.
What else can I do?
We're going to pull the plug on stage when you're performing. Yeah.
A lot of other stuff. We can't mention.
They keep me humble.
She can do card tricks on stage. We're going to pull the plug when you're on stage tomorrow and see what you do.
I'm telling you. I'm going to know it's y'all.
We'll be in your in-ears going, dance.
I just realized what you can do. Hannah Montana. Just do a Hannah Montana performance.
Well, yeah. So I did that for 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you ever whip it out? Like,
I mean, every now and then, like in an interview or something, when, you know, there's a kid around or something, yeah. I'll be like, I'll give it to him.
Well, yeah. I am 31 years old.
yeah, big old kid.
He's a big kid.
You're a big old kid.
I grew up watching it. Hey, I wanted to talk about the film clip. I saw you filming the film clip for Wildflowers and Wild Horses the other day.
Yes.
How was that experience? Because you were on the horse. So you're on a horse in front of a green screen as well. Is that a weird experience doing that?
It was fun.
Yeah.
I mean, we were still out in the middle of the desert when we were in front of the green screen.
Yeah.
And we were just in front of the green screen for like a split second.
Yeah.
But so much fun. I mean, I grew up on the back of a horse, and so I feel at home.
Not the front of it, just the back.
No, just the back. Oh, well, yeah, and yeah. sometimes the front. Yeah.
When she fell off. Mean,
your parents are like, Lainey's like, can I get up the front? No, the back of the horse is where you are.
Do not seat on the head, Lainey. We've spoken
get
about
off the horse's head.
The horse can't see.
I got
see.
His mane on the front. Lainey, get on the...
I'm not playing. I was that kid, I'm telling you.
There's one other thing we want to do with you, and that's cornhole. So we've been playing with all the artists. There's a little leaderboard there.
Yeah.
That's not fair because y'all been getting a lot of practice in.
Yeah, but it's
you
like...
You think so, but we're actually getting worse.
Yeah, and we're a bit hungover today. There were a lot of beers.
That's good. Yeah. Right.
You might get us good.
I'm not trying to pull one over on you.
Yeah.
I'm not good.
Don't go outside and start singing them.
But every now and then I get lucky.
Yeah. Okay. So you're saying...
So I'm about to put a whooping on y'all. Y'all ready?
Here we go now. Jimmy and Ace Cornhole in One. Liar from CMC Rocks Queensland. Let's play Cornhole in One.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Country Cornhole in One. We're taking on Lainey Wilson. She reckons she's no good at it, but I reckon she's hustling us a little bit.
Trying to hustle us?
No, when this goes over the fence, you're going to be like, ooh.
Okay,
I'm
now,
embarrassed for her.
Lainey, the rules are, as per normally, if it goes in the hole, 3 points. If it lands on the board, 1 point. If we're tied at the end, sudden death, first one to get it in. This is the official business now.
Right,
Lainey Wilson beat Jimmy Nath, Country Cornhole in One. Come on, Jim.
All right, here we go.
Do it for me here, big guy.
Oh, you lucky dog.
Okay, 1 point, 1 point. Now, Lainey, if you knock ours in, we get those points as well.
I know, so this is not fair, but yeah. I need to, here we go.
Okay, here we go. Lainey Wilson, first go.
Yes! Honey.
I knew she was a hustler. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it.
I get so lucky. Oh,
jeez. I knew it. It is 3-3.
But she knocked ours in as well. So.
Lainey Wilson, 3. Right, Jimmy and Nath, 3. Here we go. Country Cornhole in One. I'm on the board.
All right.
So 1 point. All right, Lainey. Here we go. Oh, she's gone for a hole in one.
Yeah. It was good.
All right, so we're up by 1 point. Jimmy Nath, 4. Lainey Wilson, 3.
It's on the board.
All right, Lainey. How you feel? What's your mind saying to you at the moment?
Like, I like to think that I'm not real competitive.
Yeah.
I can see it.
I'm not going to lie.
You know how I can tell you're competitive? Because at the start, she was talking. Now she's like, oh, now I've got to
concentrate. Now I'm like, this is my time to shine.
You're like, the shoulders are coming back. Yeah. You're like,
now she doesn't want to talk to us. She just wants to win. All right, here we go, Lainey. Come on. Oh, my God.
Hustling us.
She's a hustler.
You're hustling us.
She doesn't even sing. She's cornholes.
We found out what the it's cornhole.
It might be.
If her mic's cut out on stage ever, make her cornhole. Okay,
yeah,
score is 6, Lainey Wilson.
Yeah, 3 up.
Oh, three, no, 4.
5 us.
Yeah, okay.
You get this on the
5,
tire,
6.
On the tire. And this
Jesus. So there has to on to tie it. So if I miss altogether, Lainey's won.
Correct. Just get it, like, go short and try and roll in.
Let's go. No more. Yeah, I'm making up rules as we go.
Yeah.
It's our show.
Oh.
Okay, so it's 6-6. If Lainey lands this on, she wins.
Yeah. All you got to do is land it on.
But if she knocked you in, we would
win.
We would win. Okay, so Lainey, you need to land it on, but not get ours in, and you win.
All right.
Oh! What? Ladies and gentlemen, Lainey Wilson! Yes! Yes!
Oh my God!
I told you, I get so lucky.
You hustled us. Lainey Wilson, the cornhole queen. Well done, Lainey.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast is back in 30 seconds.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
It's only the good stuff.
Yes, Nathan, I need you to get the round of applause ready for a bloke that you probably know if you like country music or if you're on any social media app. You've probably seen him be a guest on your screen in the past 2 years, one screen at least. The up-and-coming country star has independently built a fan base of over 10 million followers and has earned over 200 million streams on his music. Originally from North Carolina, he spent his high school and college years playing bars, college campuses, honky-tonks all across the Carolinas. And his bandmates became the go-to for great music, high energy, and all-night throwdown performance. In 2022, he sold over 40,000 tickets during his cooped-up tour while amassing 38 sold-out shows. He kept that momentum going in 2023 when he launched his 2023 spring tour, consisting of 21 dates across the United States and Canada, making his CMC Rocks debut in 2024. Welcome to the show, Cooper Allen!
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Cooper, roll tard. Be honest, does our, four people in our little, shoebox here compare to the sold-out shows that you've been performing?
Like, that was maybe the most chills I've felt in about 2 years.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah, how about our crowd? Man. Hey, four people makes it. Oh, wow, man, pretty much the stage at CMC. Yeah?
Are you blown away, to be here? Because we chatted to so many artists, and obviously country music, massive in the US, but it's massive here as well. And, a lot of artists come over and they go, this is huge here. Did it blow you away?
I almost think it could be bigger over here.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know, ratio-wise. But, all my songs on Spotify, dude, three of the top five cities on every single song, Brisbane, Melbourne, Sydney. Yeah. Australia's gigantic, man. Yeah, it's awesome.
Let me tell you, on the way in, so we've got from where we're staying, it's about, 45 an hour in the car. Yeah. And I reckon we played the Country Cult 45 45 times.
Afro Man would be proud. Yeah. To the point where
Greg, shout out Greg, our driver, turns around and goes, if you play this song one more time. He now knows every word, by the way. Yeah. So, yeah.
What's your favourite song that you have written or performed? Is it one of the more popular ones? Is it more of a deeper cut? What do you love to play and perform?
My favourite one... that first rodeo song's pretty fun live.
Yeah.
But I got to say, the wedding song.
Wedding song,
for my wife.
Yeah.
If she's listening.
Well, she will be. We're sending it directly to her.
Her in everything.
Well, I wanted to ask you about that. So you got married September last year, 2023. I got married 2 weeks ago.
No way.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's do it, man.
It's the honeymoon. With all your boys.
So I was I don't know why I brought that up. It's not like I was inspired by your wedding to also get married.
Got him over the line. He went,
I was like, Cooper Allen got it. Babe, let's do it. Let's do the same thing. But I wanted to ask, how much planning did you put into the wedding versus how much did your now wife do the planning? Was it just you rocking up on the day or did you organize some stuff as well?
I'm sure, we wake up every morning thinking, what are these flowers going to
be? Yeah.
What trim is on the tent?
Of course, because I put in all that work.
Absolutely.
Yeah. She didn't listen to any of it.
It was a full-time job.
Yeah, no, of course it was.
She shows up and it's like, oh, these flowers look nice. I'm like, yeah, babe.
The most stressful time for me at the wedding was, so Jimmy was my best man and we were standing there and the only time I had to be organized was just before she arrived because there was a few things that had to happen. And I had played no role in any organization. So when I was at the venue before she gets there, all the flower people and the celebrant are all coming up to me going, ask me all these questions. I'm like, I don't know. Call my soon-to-be wife.
I walked in the tent and I was like, oh, babe, this is awesome. Who did all this? She's like, I did it. You asshole.
Those questions you have not been asked?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And then on his honeymoon, so he went away, and on his honeymoon, I still don't know how he did this. He sends me a photo. He's playing golf.
Yeah.
And I was like, how did you get away with that? And he's like,
Star day for the lady.
Tales
all the stamp.
This is the thing. So I said to her, and I was like, I want to go and play golf. There was a golf course there. She goes, you get one round. I'm going, all right, one round of golf. And then she said, I'll come with you. And I go, oh, no. I'll pay for a massage. You get a massage. She goes, no, it's our honeymoon. We should be together. I'm like, I don't think you want to be with me on the golf course. She goes, no, babe, I want to be with you golf course. Two holes in, she goes, why didn't you get me that massage?
Look, Coop, the one last thing we want to do with you, we've been doing with all the artists, you can see there, we've been playing cornhole. Are you any good at cornhole?
I'm not good.
You're not good?
I purposefully did not drink to come here and play cornhole. Yeah,
really?
I'm waiting till this is done.
Oh, great. Well, I've had 50, so.
Let's play Cornhole in One.
Country Cornhole in One, Jimmy A. beat Cooper Allen. He just wants to beat Nate. Jim, slid off the back.
No touch.
Slid off the back. No, okay, here we go. Oh, it's a knot. That's technique. He told us it, but he's also got the reach on us too.
All right.
It's the height. It's the height.
I just realised, I saw the technique from Cooper Allen as well. I'm going to copy exactly what he did.
You can't be taller though.
Let me get on your shoulders. Get in.
Yes!
Oh, asshole.
Keep rallying second.
Saw that one.
Yeah! Oh.
Keeps on. Go heels, baby.
That is a response. That is a response. That's an athlete right there. All right. Coop's still one in front of us. Okay, it's all square.
You
all
guys
square.
Don't mess around, man. This is
all square. Here we go. Coop Rowland. He's up. Okay. He's up by one.
Okay. And the other land is on to tie or put it in.
What? And he can still beat us.
If he missed, he's won.
Oh, shit. So we could lose again.
Yeah.
What the hell?
What you got,
you
man?
Know what, you know what? Throw it on. That ties it. And then he always has to land one and put one in to win.
Can I have a quick chat?
Yeah.
What the f***? We were so good yesterday.
I'm a bit dusty from yesterday.
We were so good yesterday.
I needed a few to get
and
me
now
back
he's like the first one and we're losing straight away. All right, so this essentially
just
has to go in.
On the board.
Yeah, but then he's got another chance.
Yeah, but then your pressure's on him. If you miss, it's over.
All right.
Put it on the board.
Put it on the board.
What's he got in him? Oh, what's God. He made of? What's he made of?
Oh. What? Why am I shaking? Okay.
Okay, you're right.
Okay, all right.
So walk Coop, off.
So Coop either has to land this on the board or in for a win.
Yep.
All right, here we go.
Just get it on the board.
Country corn all in one. Board. Coop Rowland, do we lose again? Do we lose again? Oh, no!
That is a no look.
We've lost again.
I want Smith.
He's done it.
Where's Nate?
Our second loss, Coop Rowland. God damn you, son.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast is back in 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast. It's only the good stuff.
One of the amazing acts the boys chatted to over the weekend was this man.
We love this man. Give it up for Tyler Hubbard!
That's a serious intro.
And the boys were actually very thankful towards him at the start of the chat.
First thing I want to do is thank you, because we've been wanting to do an interview whilst watching rugby league for many
Perfect.
Years.
This is amazing.
For years in radio. Now, when you walked in, our team were like, guys, you've got to stop the footy. Like, you've got to close it. And then you were like, nah, man, leave the footy on.
Leave
so
on.
Thank you. If we sound distracted, it's because the three of us are watching the rugby league right now. That's why.
One of the label came in earlier, and I was just sitting here, and we were just watching the footy, having a few beers.
And they're like, you ready for the interview?
I was like, yes.
Yeah, of course.
Yes. Always right.
Now, even the best musicians in the world started somewhere. And you know what? It's okay to admit that some don't start out that great.
Yeah, we were on a tour in 2012, and it felt like our first single cruise was starting to connect, and people were showing up singing, and it kind of hit us that summer. Like, okay, this is about to happen.
Before then, was it just kind of like, this is a bit of fun?
Like, we might not be good.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe we suck.
Yeah, basically. We probably did.
The boys also chatted to Tyler about his brand new album.
It's a good album, man. I'm really proud of it. Excited to have it out. And it's been a long time coming, and excited to take these songs on the road.
When you're writing them, was there a few that you started and you're like, this isn't going?
Oh, yeah, that always happens. Yeah, I write a lot of songs, man.
Was there a particular...
Is there one you remember and you're like...
Yeah, is there any you remember?
It really stands out.
A title of one that you were just like, like you might not have even recorded a bar of it and it was just shit house.
Man, no, usually I'll know beforehand and I'll go tweak it. But there were a couple songs where I went back and rewrote the verses and kind of decided, hey, these need to be a little bit better. But most of the bad songs didn't make the album.
After all that, it was time for the business end of the chat. I say chat, more like playing a game. Jimmy and Ace Cornhole in One.
Righto, Jimmy and Ace Cornhole in One v Tyler Hubbard. Now, here's the thing, Tyler, you know how the rules work. In the hole, 3 points. On the board, 1 point. Best of four. If it goes to a tiebreak, it's first one in the hole. Yeah?
Okay, copy.
Jimmy was up first, playing for the boys.
All right, come on, Jim. We haven't had a great run today, so he's going to watch how you do it. Get in. Get in. Get. Oh, over the back. Tyler, over to you.
It's
Oh!
Tyler started off well, but the boys do catch up.
3-0 to Tyler. Here we go. Come on.
Put her in.
Get in. Get in.
Yes.
All right. Okay. 3-0. Tyler straight into it. No warm-up required. Oh. He's hit. He's on the edge of the rim here. Rip him off.
Oh, nice.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Try and knock me in.
It's all... He's snooking us.
And it seemed like yet again on day two of CMC Rocks Queensland, the boys were about to lose.
Okay, all right, so current score, because this is our last go.
Yeah.
So it's 3-4-5 to Tyler, 4 to us.
Yeah.
If I land this on, we're tied.
Yeah, okay.
Have a good.
All right.
Oh, nice.
All right.
Oh, the whole
so all Tyler needs to do is land this on and he wins. We lose again.
Oh, no, Tyler Hubbard, everybody.
What up, my man? Wait, another loss. Another loss. And another loss, and he made it look way too easy.
Check out the full chat with Tyler Hubbard and everyone from tonight on the Jimmy and Nath podcast now.
And check out all the footage on the socials at Jimmy and Nath.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
It's only the good stuff.
Nath and the small people in this room, I need you to get the round of applause ready for our next artist who draws listeners with her unfiltered, relatable songwriting and catchy melodies. Her lovable personality and engaging stage presence has captured fans from across the US and all around the world. Pegged as an artist to watch by virtually every major country music outlet, her honest and upfront approach promotes self-love, empowerment, and acceptance through her own blend of country pop and southern rock. She became the first country music act to break from the social media platform TikTok and has quickly developed a rabid fan base, surpassing more than 615 million digital streams and counting. Here to welcome us to the Aussie Block Party, please welcome the show, Priscilla Ball!
Yeah, baby!
Yeah!
Let's go!
Yeah! Wow.
Is that intro?
Yeah.
Y'all want to like travel with me and just do that before I do any show?
We have had 8 invites so far.
Okay.
Yeah, and we're doing them all. So yes, we'll do yours.
It was very good.
Where are you going next? Where's your next?
New Zealand.
Great, we'll go. Across the Dutch.
That's not that far for y'all.
No.
Yeah, I mean, like, hop on the dang flight.
It's just on the stage. I mean, we caught a little bit of the performance. We had to be back here, but are you happy with all it went?
It was great.
Yeah.
It was amazing. You know, we played yesterday and today and it was so funny. Yesterday, I accidentally burped into the mic as I was singing. Like, what?
What? What do you mean?
I don't know.
Can you burp on cue?
Exactly what I said.
Can you burp on cue?
Yeah.
Go on.
I'll upgrade you if you do it.
Free upgrades, baby.
Can you do it?
Yeah.
I saw you signing a lot of high-vis singlets and stuff as well. You had your high-vis, what was like a fluoro yellow, and then there was a
Aussie
few pink
party
ones, which is... People are loving that at the moment. Do you just get high-vis stuff thrown at you
every time? Yeah. It's actually weird.
Do you ever stop traffic just for the fun of it because you're wearing high-vis?
You know, I haven't done that, but now you've inspired me.
Yeah, really give it. God, I'm inspiring you a lot.
We've definitely stole some traffic cones, you know, like...
No, we've all been drunk.
Yeah, no, I'm like, listen, okay.
So Priscilla wasn't drunk, she just wanted them.
We might be in 72Z, okay? But... And we also might not have, you know, premier parking, but you bet your butt I will be stealing the traffic cone and I will make my own parking spot. Yeah. I would say everyone needs to move and we are rolling right through, okay?
I was wondering why there was a car parked on the stage.
Exactly.
Just because she's got the high-vis.
You could go out and you could like wear the high-vis and like get one of those stop signs and then just stop people and just sing at them. As in a car. I mean, I love that.
That's a good idea. Yeah, no. So how the whole high-vis thing started, we were on the road. I was out of clothes. I'm like, surely a gas station has like some t-shirts or something that I could wear. Yeah. So we go in and I see a high-vis vest on the wall. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to cut that up and I'm going to wear that to my show tonight.
Yeah.
And I just posted a video online. I'm like, guys,
this
is what I'm wearing.
Yeah.
They're like, let me see. How in the world is that going to look cute? So I
is this this is the team saying to you, they're like, do not wear it?
No. This is like online people.
Oh, everyone.
Yeah, she was like, do not wear that. I'm like, no, I am. It's going to be iconic. So I take scissors to this safety vest. I wear it to a show and post it. And people are like, whoa, that's freaking awesome. Well, now I show up to my shows and the fans, I'm not even kidding you, all the way in Australia are showing up in safety vests and they write their fake name on it. They bedazzle it.
Oh,
they
so
like,
good.
It's just been something that's like happened that I'm like, how in the world?
Did you say
did
to the team?
Just...
You're like, I told you this was going to work.
I'm like, listen, vanilla ain't me. Just do things a little bit different, you know?
Are we going to start a Priscilla Block, you know, line of high-vis? Is that
merch.
No, we have it at merch.
Oh, yeah?
For sure.
Okay,
is it? Not this merch, but, you know. Yes.
Is that in the works?
Online?
Online. We need to start an entire line.
Yeah, absolutely we do.
High-vis, don't be vanilla.
Yeah.
I like that. And a tequila line as well.
And tequila, don't drink tequila.
Look, Priscilla, there is one thing we do want to do with you now. We go outside and we played all the artists. As you can see there, we've got a scoreboard. It's Jimmy and Ace Cornhole in one. We're taking on all the artists in Cornhole. How do you go at Cornhole? Are you any good?
No. I think I get better the more I drink.
More tequila. More tequila, please.
No more tequila.
Let's get out there. Jimmy Nath v. Priscilla Burp. We'll do it after this.
Let's play Cornhole in One.
All right, Priscilla Block v. Jimmy and Nath. Here we go. Country Cornhole in One. When you're ready.
There's so much pressure here, right?
There is a bit of pressure. Oh! Oh!
Jack! Oh, hell
wow.
Yeah. Hell
yeah. Oh, you're good at it.
That has only happened once.
Set the expectations low.
Ladies and gentlemen, another hustler. We have got another hustler.
Yeah,
okay, what the hell's going on?
Okay, it is three. Oh, it's 3-0. I'm panicked now. I'm nervous. I'm sweating. All right. Priscilla is on 3. Jimmy Nath on 0.
Hit
come
it.
On, Jim. We need
hit
this.
It.
Get in. Oh. 3-1.
Come on, come on. So my turn here. Now? All right.
All right, here we go. 3-1. Jeez, I'm freaking out now.
Yeah, now I'm nervous.
Yeah. If she does it again, I'm walking away.
If she does it again, she's playing
too. Yeah.
Oh, that was bad. Oh. That one was bad. It's okay.
Let me say that one.
It's fine.
Let's
we're good.
Forget about that one. Can we edit that one?
Can we delete that one?
Yeah, we're only going to use that one. We didn't film the first one.
No, that was good. I had to give you guys a chance.
Yeah, no,
you
did.
Yourself.
You made me so nervous after that first
one. Right,
yeah. put a
boot.
Oh!
Okay, all right.
You're up.
Jimmy, we're up by one.
Up by one, so you got one on the board.
4-3, Priscilla.
Priscilla's back in.
Oh!
Slid off. 4-3.
It's all right, just one more.
There's still time.
It's really good.
It's still time. 4-3, Country Cornhole, Jimmy Nath.
Oh.
Still 4-3.
It's okay.
4-3. It's 4-3. All right, this is Priscilla's last go. You have to at least land it on.
Land on.
Oh! It's 4-all.
And you blocked the hole.
It's
4.
So it's 4.
Scooter on in.
4-all. This is the last go.
You landed on to win.
I landed on to win.
But remember, if you try to land it in, you'll knock hers in.
If I knock hers in, she wins.
Yeah. Try and get it on. Get it on.
Oh, I'm like shaky. Get on. Oh, by 1 point. By 1 point.
That was incredible.
That was, look, you can't win them all.
You know,
we can.
Well,
I mean, give it up for Priscilla Block. Yes.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast is back in 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast. It's only the good stuff.
Yes, and I need this small room to get the round of applause ready for two blokes I consider my mates. There are very few.
No, I certainly do not. I certainly do not.
Well, I love these blokes. We've got to chat to them. We play their songs, their remixes every Friday on the show. They've got a new song, their own song, Reverse Cowgirl, which I heard for the last time.
They're probably one of the main reasons we are here, because of course we do Country Fridays, and you would hear their mix that we play every single Friday right around the country.
And I think these boys are literally about to blow up. I think their manager, Max, is taking advantage of him. Of you, and he's a catfish.
We're lowering
well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can we please address that?
Oh.
Yeah,
is it true that he takes 75% of everything that you make?
No, he takes 85. No.
85, yeah.
And he still can't get a haircut.
Yeah. He used to be.
It's a roundabout number close to 100.
I think it's 105% in the hole right now.
These snacks, if we could take them back, because we can't afford
food. No, that's true. Is it true that you're the only artist who is paying to be here?
Yeah? That is factual.
Yeah. Maxwell, we had to pay him for some reason to be here.
Actually, we should probably say, Vavo's here, everyone. If you didn't really pick it up, it's Vavo. we need to talk about the gig last night, which was the hottest gig on the planet that you guys did.
And I've never been
hot temperature wise.
Yeah, hot.
But also,
and also fire.
Yeah, it was also, yeah, because God, you guys were sexy up there. And
Thank you.
Was the only one to leave and go stand next to an aircon.
Yeah, he's a fake fan.
He was.
Yeah. Fake
so I like
fan.
You boys, and I'm like, I can't leave.
Well, thank you.
You're in this
here's
hot
I
thing.
Thought.
The decks weren't working.
Hey, you hung out.
Okay, we were crying.
Okay, but I need to tell you, this is why I did it, right? Because the more bodies, the hotter it would. I hate you.
Oh, thank you for taking one for the team.
Honestly, like, our friendship suffered a bit, and we'll work to repair it.
Well, hey,
well, I don't know if we can.
Jimmy's been really pulling for your team.
He's always pulling.
We can sit here, and I've loved hanging out with you all weekend. But I did hear Reverse Cowgirl for the first time last night.
You got excited.
It is so good, and that is your
first
record from music,
banger, man.
We feel like that one is just like a great party song.
And it connects with everyone, too.
Yeah.
You know, every time we play it out, there's tons of DMs that flood in.
And you saw yesterday, people were holding their phones up.
Yeah, before we even started.
We only played it once, Riding Hearts. Yeah, and all these people want to hear it.
We chat a lot of like DJs, anyone in that electronic space, and like you do country. And Reverse Cowgirl, it does sound like a country song, but with those pop dance elements. Is it singles? Like, is it albums? Because, like, people...
Yeah, we really singles
for sure.
Yeah.
Singles are definitely, like, the most consumed right now. I mean, we're kind of in a unique space right now, like we've touched on. Yep. Like, it's kind of uncharted territory, but...
Jesse, you made a good point there. You know, this EDM, it's uncharted territory.
Yeah.
How do you, like...
There's, I mean,
look, How do you navigate something like that hasn't been done before?
It's still new to...
Yeah, there's been artists, like, I won't take away from artists that have done, you know, a country remix or two.
Yeah.
I think where we really stand out is we've stuck to our guns. We said, this is what we're doing.
Yeah.
We didn't do, you know, when we first met with Priscilla Block, we did her remixes. We didn't just do those and then go back to electronic. Like, yeah. We've stuck to our guns. We've been remixing country music.
Yeah.
Avicii, you know, rest in peace Avicii, he really, I would say, kicked this kind of movement off.
Yeah.
And we all know, you know, Wake Me
We're
Up, Hey Brother.
Like an Ultra Music Fest. People
exactly.
left.
And the crazy, I think the craziest thing about that is he got booed for that. Like we were talking, you were there.
Yeah.
And he had already had levels out. He already had monster hits.
Yeah.
It wasn't like it was us at Ultra doing this. Like this guy was already one of the biggest DJs in the world.
He was a headliner.
Yeah.
It was like the end of the night. To everyone. Like no one expected it.
I actually haven't asked you boys, like was it doing a remix for someone else? Like what led to this path?
Yeah, definitely our Morgan Wallen remix of last night.
We've always wanted to do that kind of crossover.
Funny story about the Morgan Wallen remix, which I think is funny, is I had started, he was in the UK and I had started it.
Don't judge me.
I had sent it to our group chat with Max.
That's never good when someone says before the story, please. Don't judge me.
It's part of the story and it's super funny. So we had, myself and Delay had started this remix and, you know, I sent it to the group chat. And Alden was like, wow, is this
I remember
an original?
The exact moment.
He said,
I was
is this
sat
an
there?
Original?
I was sat
Morgan Wallen, man.
Bro, so I was sat there. I had no idea who he was. I sat there with my pet goat, right?
Yeah.
Petting him. I was like, oh, what's this? Heard it. I was like, is this an original? What is this?
I was like, no, he's this like, bro, is one of the largest Wallen. Countries like, in the world. I wish it was an original.
Yeah.
We could sit here forever and chat to you. We love you. I've already committed to you. We'll play Reverse Cowgirl. We'll keep playing the remixes.
Absolutely.
We love you. We've got to step outside to play Cornhole.
Yep.
Any good at it?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Here we go now. Jimmy and Ace Cornhole in One. Live from CMC Rocks, Queensland. Let's play Cornhole in One.
All right, here we go. Country Cornhole. We've been looking forward to this one. Jimmy and Ace be the Varvo boys. You're not looking, mate. How many beers have you had? Did you hit yourself with the
hammer? One too many.
All right.
Strawberry
okay.
gin.
Here we go. Come on, Jim. Start off well, mate.
Bosh.
That's on the board. That's 1 point. Who's
that? I'll be cute if you're fine.
Jesse Alden, who's going first?
Go.
All right, Alden up first.
Here we go.
Cornhole in one. Jimmy Nath V. Varvo. No, a great start from Varvo. A great freaking start.
Oh, you're sweating.
All right, here we go.
Sweat like last night.
He wouldn't know, though.
Where's the aircon? Get me back in the aircon.
Good shot.
Sorry, our bag boys start laughing. All right, Jesse's up.
Stick it reverse.
Oh!
Three.
Oh!
Okay, good shot. You're getting there. You're
so at the moment, it's 3 points Varvo, 2 points Jimmy and A. Jim's last go.
Go on, Jimmy.
On the board. It's 3-3. It's 3-3.
Nah, guys.
All right. All right, Alden's last go.
Imagine if I get it in. I'm going nuts.
Here we go. Alden's last go. Cornhole in one. Get in there. Get. It's off the back. It's 3-3. It's 3-3.
Yeah, but you're blocking the hole.
It's 3-3.
Blocking the hole.
That's good technique, Jim. We've practiced.
You've got a hand to block a hole.
All right. It is.
Try and knock him in.
It's called mover call here. It's great.
Yeah. Try and knock him in. Try and knock him in.
Oh!
That's cute.
Okay, all...
It's tied.
I'll tell you what.
It's tied. There's all Jesse in. Needs...
That was a practice go, guys.
If Jesse lands his on, they win.
Oh!
Oh, it's draw. Sudden death.
Sudden death.
Sudden death.
Sudden death.
Next, first one in the hole wins.
Okay, shotgun first.
Jesse's up first.
Jesse's up first.
First one.
If you
first,
think this, it's all over.
First one in the hole wins.
And then if he doesn't, and then you.
Yeah.
Then I've got.
Yeah, you gotta go. Yeah.
First one in the hole wins. Is it Jesse?
It's over.
Oh! Lucas!
Jesus!
Lucas has done it.
Bah!
And all the money made from that goes to your manager anyway. So.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast is back in 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast. It's only the good stuff.
Let's take a look now at one of our final chats we did on day 3 of CMC Rocks Queensland.
Give it up for Megan Maroney!
Wow, you're good at that.
Yeah, thanks.
That is all we're good at, Megan. That is all we're good at.
And to be honest with you, I think Megan was a little bit jet lagged still.
You know, I don't even know what day it is. I think we got here on Thursday. Wednesday.
We don't even know what day it is.
When I got here, but I'm having a great time.
As long as we get you back,
and I'm
that's
still
all.
Here, and I have plans to come back.
Excellent.
We love that.
It turns out when Megan was performing at CMC, she did a classical Aussie shoey.
The unplanned shoey is the best kind of shoey. Because I walked out to you doing the shoey. So,
oh wow.
Was your shoe or like a boot thrown on stage to you, or were
no?
You
there was one backstage.
Oh, a prepared one. Yeah,
prepared.
Great. Yeah.
Clean, non-worn.
And I went into the shows going, I'm not, like, if someone, if they do the thing where they throw it at me and then I'm going to have to do it, okay?
Yeah.
But let's not plan to do it. Let's just, it has to happen, or there needs to be a moment where it just is natural. And then they were so loud that the PA system blew out. So I was like, well, I guess it's
so. So you had been warned about the shoey beforehand?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
I had been warned.
Any practice? You weren't sitting
in the
hotel
room?
No, I didn't.
And I was upset that I didn't get to practice because it wasn't my most proud. Like, I think I could do better. So
Okay.
Maybe if there's a moment tonight, I'll do another one.
Well, Nat, one of our producers, you want to take your shoe off now and we'll done. Just at the end of the interview. Yeah, okay, at the end of the interview.
Probably not her shoes. They've really been.
Well, after the shoey chat wrapped up, it was time to play Jimmy and Afe's Cornhole in One.
Well, here we go again. Country Cornhole, Jimmy and Afe, Megan Maroney. Jim, we're going first. Jimmy and Afe, Megan Maroney. Here we go. It's on the board, 1 point.
Now, what the hell?
All right, here we go. Anyone? She's lining it up. Oh, just nicked the side. All right, here we go. All right, so still, not the hole. One hole and she'll beat us here. It's on. It's 1 point. It's 1 point.
It's 1 point.
So two for Jimmy and Afe, one for Megan Maroney. 2-1.
And it continued being a very close game until they came to a sudden death round.
Is that 5-all? Sudden death.
Sudden death.
Sudden death.
What does that mean? Throw me in the pool, sudden death.
we physically fight each other. It's what happens. Megan was ready to box me.
Oh, wait, I'm blue.
There.
You're red.
Oh, yeah, we're red. All right, so it's first one in the hole wins.
First one in.
All right, Megan, you can take it away.
Yes, you go.
Sudden death. This is only our second sudden death.
That's
to the
not
side.
Good. That's not good.
All right. Jim, if it goes in, we win.
No!
you fought well, but we beat you. Give it up, Megan Maroney, everybody! Flipping the bird. She's a real Aussie girl. We love her.
You guys.
Check out all the footage from Megan Maroney's chat on the Jimmy and Nath socials now.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
It's only the good stuff.
Well, it's time to take a look at the final chat from CMC Rocks Queensland Day 3. And it was with this guy.
I love this bloke. Please make some noise for Chase Rice!
Chase Rice!
Hygiene was a topic of conversation near the start of the chat.
Oh, no. I mean, this is nasty enough. I've been walking around barefoot a little bit all day. I got to go get a shower out here.
Yeah. Mate, you should see some of the people out there. They've been there for days. It's like mud and dust.
Man, I was going to take a hose out there to something.
Oh, that'd be nasty.
Chase Rice recently performed at the Sydney Opera House and was interrupted by one particular person.
Hey, I saw the other day you were outside the Opera House. Were you just playing? It was like a Usain Bolt guy running up and down the stairs.
Yeah, he had the whole stairs. There was nobody there, but he was running right by us the whole time. I'm like, dude, what are you doing?
So, that's where they go. A lot of people do that, you know, they run up and down the stairs for exercise.
But he could have gone to the other side or something. It's like, man, I'm trying to play some songs here. Like, leave us alone.
Maybe that's why. He's like,
what was his name? Evan. Was it Evan?
Evan was the guy taking the video.
He's
a photographer, but I don't know who the other guy's name was.
Yeah, he just wanted to get in the video. He's like, that might be Chase Young.
Chase, I'm going to jump on top of that.
He just wanted to
get in the back.
Now, as with every artist tonight, the boys played Jimmy and Afe's Cornhole in One with Chase, and it turned out to be the quickest game they did, lasting a total of 48 seconds.
All right, Chase Rice, here we go. Country Cornhole in One. Oh, he's on the board, he's on the board. We're also the words 1-1. Oh, 2-1. Oh. It hurts all time. Oh. One in or two. Oh, no, we're down. Oh! I've got to get if this goes in, we tie. Oh! We're done. We've lost.
Yeah, Chase wins.
That's not
Chase
great.
Chase wins. We lose again.
Hold on. What's the final score, though?
Well, final 6-3.
6-3. And you got three on, so
6-3. We didn't get one in. That's Chase Rice cleans us up.
Trash.
Our last one.
Trash, bro.
our last game and we get wiped.
Check out all the extended chats and footage from tonight on the Jimmy and Nath podcast and the Jimmy and Nath socials.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
It's only the good stuff.
It is the Jimmy and Nath Show. We are live from CMC Rocks, Queensland, and that is all she wrote, Jim. Have a listen to that lineup. Get it on the podcast. Search Jimmy and Nath wherever you get it from. Nate Smith, Lainey Wilson, Tyler Hubbard, Chris Young, Cooper Allen, just some of the big names on there, some of the biggest names in country music. We got to catch up with them. Not only that, we got to play them in cornhole.
Yeah, mate, don't beat yourself up for the name check there. I called Chase Rice, Chris Young.
I'm hoping we edited that out and nobody heard it.
I mentioned Chris Young to another artist. And I called them Chris Stapleton.
Yeah.
I also Googled the wrong person and said they were a swimmer.
Yeah. You said Priscilla, I think you said Megan Maroney had controversial lyrics instead of conversational lyrics.
It's a big word and I'm going to get angry at, who did that, Jared or you, Bruiser? Who was?
Jared.
No, and Jared, and like me, and look, this, here's a little peek.
Behind the curtains.
Well before we had a team, I was the one that used to write the intros. Now we have a team, I'm not doing that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Producer Jared is more often not the person who writes them, and me and Jared have had conversations behind the scenes where he goes, I try and get the biggest words possible just to mess you up because I know you can't say them. So, well done, Jared. You got me.
Well, I have no excuse for getting it wrong. Then I just read it wrong. So, well done, Nath. You absolute idiot.
No, I mean, mate, we've been here for 3 days interviewing people and may or may not have had one or two beers, one or too many.
Yeah. Shout out to Luke Holmes. Hopefully he's here next week.
But yeah, no, it's been the absolute
no,
best.
No, it is. A massive shout out to Amazon Music. Of course, our amazing team, Natty Fagan from the Fun and Games Department, our executive producer, Bruiser, Digital Kira, the Bagman Bartley, Jared back in HQ and Audio Bones. I mean, you guys have been phenomenal. The reason we got to do...
Oh, mate, you forgot the most important person.
What, myself?
No. Me?
No.
Who picked us up every day? Who dropped us off?
Oh, Greg. Car driver Greg.
Shout out to Greggy.
Shout out to car driver Greg.
The MVP of the weekend.
Yeah, we don't have time to tell this story, but he also found and invented Keith Urban.
We're not going to tell that story.
Greggy
discovered Keith Urban. We can't tell you.
Look, if you want to find out that story, here's what you could do.
Natty's going in the background, yes?
Just Google Greg Shaw financial review.
Yeah, she said you could Google Greg Shaw or you can try and get a cab anywhere in Brisbane.
Greg Shaw financial review.
Yeah.
He picked us up and dropped us home every day. So we wouldn't be here without Greggy.
Yeah, shout out. Oh, neither would Keith. Right around the country, it is the Jimmy and Nath Show. CMC Rocks, Queensland. That is the end of day 3.
Put your hands up. Want to see more of Jimmy and Nath? Keep the good times rolling on the socials by laughing at some of our dad jokes. Heineken. Beer. Celebrating the sounds of good times with F1.